is February 24th, 1976. We're at Frieda's house, and we're going to run on this with Bob LaPerdue.
Bob, I want you to tell me some of the things that you were telling Barbara and Harlan yesterday. They were asking you about things that happened when you were small.
When you were a girl, father traded, and what he did for a living, and how you were brought up.
What was the story about picking raisins out of what? What was that?
The nuts out of the cake.
Picking nuts out of a cake line on the stove?
If you make a bedding for a bridge,
yeah.
So the neighbors send you a cake on the sticker on the cake. And they put on top nuts, almonds. I was a little girl. There was a party in my house. I don't know about the fuck. But the occasion was a little girl. I got my thumb on the stove. I didn't want to say this. But I might listen and hear what used to happen. So they said, oh, maybe. I went up on the claiming day over the stove. The claiming day. It used to be my mother used to be. Big bread, that's all big. Big bone off the left knee, yes.
Lower the left.
He put the left around the wrist. And I didn't have to do it. So they took it apart and put it into them. He said, I take your house to sleep. You see it. Let's see you with
you and everyone to heaven.
So the wheel. I didn't have to have a stick and step on my feet till I saw those.
How many girls and how many boys?
Not You know, you had this one thing. How many pages in one room?
You burn from my father and burn from my mother. I bound that to the day he used to be.
Once from the day.
Yes.
I had to call him bound that.
Yes. Every day, like in the morning, they closed
him. Hold him up. Like a sleeping cat? Like a sleeping cat?
No.
No, what's the holding the bird?
He was sleeping for him, and I bound that.
1 o'clock. Why did he never untie the sleeping cat the place? Why did he go never untie the chair one day?
This is
out of your head.
I put $65 back.
Now, we took business with your father, we did.
He made the bread, so he made the bread here. That's the lunch.
There was the
bread. Obviously, he found it. I found it.
Yeah, look, I found it. I found it. But no, this business with your father, we
gave a sleep in and slept with your own nine children before.
And slept with him, and I did that.
And what did boy do in the night, right? So I remember I was a little girl. A big girl. Two girls. Oh, I used to sit with my mother. My father couldn't come to my mother used to come.
That's he had room for someone else, and he supposed he wanted his son to go into the same business. Would there be room to do this?
What?
Could he have a son learn his trade?
He wanted to be a brother with him.
Yeah. Maybe
it was his father.
Yeah.
He used to go with his father.
Yeah.
To the market place. And they used to trade.
Uh-huh.
On market days. Not every day.
Yeah,
not every day.
Did your brother go to school?
No, no. His brothers, did they go to school?
I don't think so. One Molly's father, the oldest one, he didn't know how to read the house. The rest of them.
What, they didn't go to pay the reason? They didn't get paid?
They weren't. They had a rabbi somewhere.
What?
The rabbi didn't know them. They actually come home. They went to the rabbi.
I see.
One Bible, I think, was a Bible they call it. Mm-hmm. Used to come to the people that believe us, most of them would send them to the Bible. They used to come and pick them up.
Oh,
it was a bad way. They used
to
take them
right
and they used to
start
the
problem.
The Bible.
Right. And he got them there, I think. Yeah. So what did the father pay for that? It depends. What did your father have to pay for the Jewish education at his time?
Jewish education, I'm telling you, he didn't have much of it to give him that free, so he couldn't pay for education.
So they stay educated in free?
And
the rabbi didn't
have to pay for it.
He paid nothing to have him learn music?
I'm telling you. My brother used to be a boss of the police to speak to you.
Oh, that's how they earned their education.
And the reason, tell them the reason that why they didn't go to school is because they are poor. Everybody has to earn a living.
Mm-hmm.
They have to have their parents to speak to you.
There were young children when they went to work.
They came, but they smoked and didn't have a school.
Mm-hmm.
Then they opened up the city school where the policemen used to go in their house. You see how many children they put there in the register.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that this man, but the best, they didn't want to go to school, couldn't see. So I didn't go to school when I was. But when I came to Abbey, I was big in my sister, I brought me to the American. Some better to tell me to go to my school. I would learn something. I should have been there.
But you know plenty without ever having been to school.
So what? Did your parents really ask about?
You can't.
Did your mother really
David,
how old were you when you came to America? And your sister brought you? Your sister was how old? What did she do to earn that money?
A servant?
Yeah. So she went to live with a family then? When she came over,
she came home, and they hired me for a small town. I made an injection of dollars. And he was a good neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
She married him. I was in a small town, and we had two people made it 3 years. But they had one who made a dress.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one, a coat. And the rest of them, they didn't have a piece. Well, he went to go to the big town. He didn't want to stay by us. He didn't have that place to do. He couldn't make a living. And I said, let's move that way. If he's too home, he could make a nice living. And my mother, he had a couple of hours, so she went to him.
With him, he married
her. Yeah, with him. And he was
That's the first place he lived in America.
Did you grow up with somebody or have your own apartment?
No, she was living with her sister to help her.
Well, I didn't know
she did. Oh, no? She got a job.
They gave me a basic. She was born at the fucking yard. So they told me I should sell the dress. I said, that's what I'm looking for. Yes, they were getting me for a famous lady, you know, not as a slaven.
You did that, Lisa.
I did that. You find my sister is pregnant. She's pretending to be with me. My husband is a good protective switch, and he used to see my sister coming to me. He was my only one, and I was just going into that place with my daughter. But he didn't know that.
But you were what? You were about 16 years old then?
No, but that's not about 17.
So if you were 17, how come he existed to the age of 27 without getting married?
But
she's talking about Jada. How come that he waited so long to get married?
Yeah. Wasn't in a hurry.
My sister waited for her. My sister did a baby.
And it was a supposed to be the bliss. Then up at the Friday, Wednesday was late and six. Friday was supposed to be the bridge, and another sister was his brother. And the other sister, then with her boy, was supposed to be her engagement in the bridge.
At the same time?
Yes.
So what happened?
What happened is a girl you made the
the cold stove.
And it was a
smoke.
And it was the empty for the parents of the school. But the empty children went to the parents of the scientists. But the scientists came, they thought this was a fire. It was only a smoke. And my name was called up there in the school. She left the baby and she went up on the roof. And then the next day, 2 days later, that was 2 days. My other sister's engagement party from the baby. That was something.
You mean she fell off the roof?
No, she must have got
some pneumonia. Because she ran upstairs and
knocked
on and
slipped
in my shoulder or something.
She had the baby. It was very much in the
room. Maybe she got a
birthday
yes. Or she got pneumonia. They don't know what she died from.
She died. She had a sister that she was supposed to be here.
And Jerry.
She came running to me. Jerry, Mama's in sister. He hasn't got me to. What happened? I went out there. I was standing in the bathroom with clothes and without a waist. I ran out like a wild woman. He came to my wife. He went and said, he was the first. Meantime, I had been.
Were you angry?
Yeah. I crossed the street and he said,
come on, son.
And he knew me. And that's the state I used. He used to go to the grocery business. I said, the butcher shop, so he used to come and give me a thing. A dream? Came in a dream, I got a dream. I said, I'm not saying that. So I used to run out from the grocery, and the grocery man had to bring me the other one in the house.
You
afraid of it. You're running away from it. Anyhow, then he saw a race that I had such a terrible. He came to study in the afternoon. He used to go to the mother house. He came out from himself. He was there. And her husband and his prisoner came so far to himself. And he was 53. He had to take him to the hospital.
Thank you, Tom.
That's a good Sunday. And it came to me. And if you didn't belong to a tribe, so you'd be very bad. And if they were pregnant, they wouldn't take you into the society. But if you came in...
Why wouldn't they take you in?
Because somebody
maybe died
in case that it would be trouble with that.
Oh, you might do it. Somebody who died in trouble?
Yeah.
And the baby's a character.
Oh.
So, you know, it belongs to him at that time. So he saw them to be, how they call it, Ron.
No.
Ron.
Happy?
The baby.
On the psychic.
The society that they do.
Oh, for society?
Yes. And you saw that they buried her and everything. And then you said, going back from the cemetery, I was her from them. Sister was her, we couldn't talk to them.
Right.
The baby was crying and they put their neighbor's baby was crying.
Mrs. Martha, you know, remember?
So, my husband came and he didn't know what to do with her. He said, take care of her, of the baby. He called a woman and said, she took the baby. She was nursing her baby.
Mom. She
said, she was a wet nurse.
Yeah.
And he called in to the picture from beer, and he called in a picture of coffee, and all, and he gave us just a baby, he was only Italian, and he didn't even have a home to go.
That is when the love of it.
He became. Yeah. He became, no, it's hard not to love a man who does that. He came to us, like he would be a father to us. Then we were sitting together and we got up. He brought me a black dress. He brought my sister a black dress. My sister said, they are different to that. You see it? And there was a
Jefferson. They were poor, they didn't have any money.
And there was such a Jefferson here, so you want to be my son. But this was the other sister, she was supposed to be engaged. So then.
Yeah, what did her boyfriend do about all this?
Eh? Yeah,
why wasn't her boyfriend paying attention to all of this?
Well, Beta was
fine. That's what I from the period. So. When we came from the cemetery, her boyfriend went home. And he didn't know whether we were living or dead.
And stay away?
My husband was a stranger.
He did all that.
And he brought him coffee and he brought him bread and he said we should have our tea and he was sitting with his brother-in-law. He was sick. He filmed his found his death. So it was a half in a country without music. I think my husband came and went up. And he always used to write a letter here for mine. And I was thrown away. I used to go into the
room once.
If I used to go into the grocery, he came in and I said, give him my dream.
So how long did it take you to decide you wanted to marry? He was too good to pass up.
He made up
his mind.
He was a tailor, though.
No, he was a butcher.
He was a butcher.
He was a butcher from the low country.
He hurt his finger because he was staring at you, right? He sliced his finger because he was staring at you out of the window. Isn't that so?
Yeah.
What? Is that so?
Yeah.
Isn't that so?
He used the saw, and he was watching him, and he sawed his finger.
He was watching you, and he sawed into his hand. Papa, when he was watching you through the window, When he saw it into his
hand.
You
told me that a long time.
Yeah, sure.
Somebody I have to tell you again.
Because I want the machine to hear it. She forgot about the machine. So how long? What did it take him? 6 months? A year? How long did it take him to make your mind up about marriage?
My when he was after me, my husband used to say to the my sister, "Look, I'm a friend. You was engaged to her, to that fellow. And he went home. He didn't care whether you live or die. I couldn't."
Fools and everything.
Yes. At night he came and he saw the baby shipping had milk and they didn't try to get him a bottle because she was nursing the baby. Anyhow, when the chicken her father, he took the baby and he gave it into
a home?
To a
not
to the home, to a
hospital.
Oh, they gave it into a hospital. I was so happy. And the baby died. I don't know, it's a place we. So the two of us decided to take the baby out of the inheritance. And he died. Both of me and my sister. Because she died. So he couldn't take the baby by her mother. So he did that. My husband started to come to me to near the butcher shop. But I was before by another sister. From the bakery where I was by another sister, and my sister was living yet. They gave me into a Lincoln place for the bakery. They gave me was a bakery in the village.
Woman that you were working for had a sister
in another
bakery.
Yes. I was there when this one was there.
Very mean.
Yes. So I was there not long ago. They told me to miss them down by years.
You don't have to be.
I used to be.
Mama. But they want to know, how long did you know Papa before you married him?
How long? Not long. He wouldn't. He wouldn't wait.
He wouldn't
long.
Take. He wouldn't wait. Know for an answer.
No. Only a few months.
But, no, maybe a year or so.
Well, that's a long time.
Did you decide you liked him at that point, or you felt obligated?
If he came,
he needed
in,
a
I used
father.
To run
he
away.
Father.
I used to run away from him.
So you married him why?
He was like a father to us. My sister said, "Look, I'm engaged to be married.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend doesn't care whether we live or die. And he's a stranger and he's like a father to us." So that Marangeret Antolari didn't say already anything, he came over. So he came over.
You accepted him.
Where did you get married? Where was the ceremony you got
in
married?
In Pitt Street Hall.
Pitt Street Hall.
Oh, sure. In those days, they didn't have catering, but you hired a cook. You hired the hall. You got your own cook.
Chickens and
brought your own chickens and everything. And
they
made a do-it-yourself wedding.
Yes, a do-it-yourself. And he supplied all the meats and the chickens and everything. He hired a band.
Had a band? What kind of music?
Sure. How many piece band? Three, four people?
hired them for many.
You bought all them pieces.
Where did you, have a honeymoon? Did you go anywhere on a honeymoon?
No. No, that time they didn't open a honeymoon.
They didn't know. I see. Well, where did you live? You moved into the place where he was living, or you took a new place?
No, no. They took the three rooms and people used to buy a furniture.
Yes.
You bought me a bed, and this one bought me a mirror.
Yeah.
So I was already accounted by people, so...
Where was the first apartment?
Dr. Preston's sister. She knew, she got to know me because Santa Rufa was
Yeah.
She brought me for